Baz Hashem is Boch. We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Gnayim, the laws of theft in the Sefer Nezikin, the book of damages. Where in this Perek, we discuss certain exceptions to the laws that we mentioned in the previous Perek of Kevon Dal Vehei regarding certain types of sins or certain types of admissions, and also regarding the laws of collection. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding that one cannot get two punishments for the same action. Kvar Bi'arnu B'Hilchos Nari, we already explained the laws of the young maiden in Perek Av Halacha Yud Gimel. If someone does a forbidden act that has in it a punishment of corporal punishment, being executed for what they did wrong, and a monetary payment, one does not pay. And even if they committed the crime by mistake, which actually will exempt the person from the death penalty, even so the person can be exempt from the monetary payment. Similarly, if someone does a sin, he's liable for lashes and for monetary payment. Loike the ein b'shalom will get lashes, but he doesn't have to pay the monetary payment. Shein adam loike b'shalom, because the person does not get lashes and make a monetary payment. Lefikach, therefore, im ha'yishagi, regarding this last halacha, if he did the act in error, which he's going to be exempt from lashes, or they didn't warn him and therefore won't get lashes, b'shalom ve'ein loike, then he will pay and he won't get lashes, because the halacha of being exempt even b'shagi was specifically regarding chiv mises, which the Torah compares it to makah behema. And that was only for regarding Mizabez, not regarding Chiv Malkus, which learns from Kedei Rosh Asai, which is that you only get one. But again, if you don't get Malkus, then you will have the monetary payment. Now, Medvamon, when we say this, that you may exempt from the monetary payment, the liability of the monetary payment came together with the death penalty as one, which is that they're coming at the same time, those liabilities. Or regarding the other case, the liability of the monetary payment and the lashes was at the same time. But let's say the monetary payment came first, and then there was a liability for the death penalty, lashes, or the other way around. That the first was liability for lashes or death sentence, and then became liability for a monetary payment. For example, let's say when he's going out to be executed, he injured someone else, which a monetary payment, and it's a like mishal b'meis. So then, again, he's going to pay and get lashes, or pay and be executed. And Rambam says, Allah is Ketzer, how so? They explain the rule we said in the previous halacha. So, Zorg Chetz B'Shabbos, if someone shoots an arrow on Shabbos, Mitchilas Arba L'Seif Arba, from beginning to the end, of a distance of 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now, that's a Chiv Misa for Chil Shabbos of Eitzah. And, V'kara Beget Chaveda B'Lechasei, it tore his friend's garment as it was going, as this arrow was being shot, which is a monetary liability, for the same action. Or similarly, Shahidla Gedish Chaveir B'Shabbos. Let's say someone lit on fire his friend's silo, his pile of grain, which is the monetary payment for the guy's grain, and a death penalty for making fire on Shabbos. Or Shagun of Kis B'Shabbos. Let's say he was stealing a purse on Shabbos, and he was dragging it specifically, so he's not cleaning it. Achayitzi Meshus HaBalam, until he takes it out from the property of the owner, Shivishus HaYochah, which is a private domain, Lushus Ram to the public domain, so therefore he's being liable for the theft, which is the haitzah from the shus, that it's then theft, and the misa of haitzah at the same time. And the ibdesham, he ruins it over there, like he throws it to the river, because if the theft was around, it would always be in the property of the owner, he'd have to give it back. But it's ruined. There's a potment that he's exempt from the monetary payment of paying back the owner. Because the prohibition of Shabbos and the prohibition of stealing and damaging came at the same time. And therefore, he's going to be potter from the monetary payment. But in Gunam Kisb Shabbos, if someone steals a person Shabbos, and the Higbiyashim Rishas Yachad, he did it by lifting it up in the private domain, which, as we said in the previous parak, Hagbah acquires in all places. So he already did the stealing. The Akachitzi Lishas Ram Lishlich Lenar, and then he takes it out to the public domain and throws it to the river, only then violating the Isser of Malacha Baitzam. I'll have to pay the monetary payment of Kefil, because he was already liable for the prohibition of stealing before he had the prohibition of being liable for being stoned to death. Because the Chiv Gneva was right when they lifted it up. The Issa Skila only came when they took it out. There was just anything that's similar like this. Let's say he cut off his friend's tree on Yom Tov and they warned him. Again, Issa Malacha of detaching something at the same time, ruining his friend's tree. Or let's say he lit someone else's pile of grain on fire on Yom Kippurim and they warned him. Let's say he slaughtered or he stole and he slaughtered on Yom Kippurim and they warned him. Again, monetary payment for the stealing and slaughtering and for slaughtering and kippurim, which is forbidden. So patam etashulman, again, since there's an element of chiyav miso or of malchus, going to be exempt from the monetary payment. Avon lahistra, but if they didn't warn him and if he's not getting lashes, well then chayav etashulman is going to be liable for monetary payment. Umasham etashulman v'chamisha, and then he's going to be liable for the liability of dal v'hei if he stole and he slaughtered a shor or a seh. Halacha gimel. Ganav b'tavach with Shabbos. However, that was ganav b'tavach b'yom kippurim, which does not have chiyav mises bezdin, which has that of Karis and slash that of Malkus. Now, let's say, however, Gunam B'tavach B'Shabbos, let's say he stole and he slaughtered on Shabbos, Oila by the Zohar, or for idolatry. There, Afil B'Shkoga, even if it was by mistake, Patam B'Tavach B'Shabbos is going to be exempt from, even from Dalet V'Hei, because it's happening at the same time, and it's that of Chiv Mis Bezen, which is an exemption even as it's done B'Shaygi. Kamesh Brown, like we explained in Halacha Aleph. Halacha Dalet, Ha'isapada Shu'u Letzli, let's say someone had a cow that was lent to him. Utavacha b'Shabbos, now he slaughtered on Shabbos derech geneva, a format of stealing, meaning without the owner's intent, and he was doing this to take it for himself. So it was an act of stealing. Pata afman that kefil is going to be exempt even from the kefil. Before we're talking about pata from dal v'hei that was on the slaughtering. The stealing has nothing to do with the chil of Shabbos, so that you'd be chayif for. No, here you're going to be put even from kefil. Why? Shari iser Shabbos v'zik geneva bon kachas, because here the prohibition of the Shabbos is happening at the same time as the prohibition of the stealing. Because the stealing only happened when you slaughtered. Which, again, that you're already liable for Shabbos. The main geneva, and therefore, if you're going to be exempt from the monetary payment of the principal of the theft, ain't tzvicha, the ain't mechir, so therefore there's not going to be any liability of the slaughtering and of the selling. So you potter even from the kefil, because that's the liability that you're already exempt because of that of chil Shabbos happening at the same time. Halacha hey, ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. Before we talk about slaughtering, now we're talking about if you steal and you sell on Shabbos, or he sells to idolatry, he has to pay the monetary payment of 4 or 5 times the amount, because selling on Shabbos is not a biblical prohibition, and therefore there's no death penalty, and therefore there's no criminal bedramine, there's only the monetary payment. Now, let's say a prohibited activity was done on Shabbos at the time of the selling. Well, then Pat Matashal Ma'abacham is ending exempt from liability of Dal V'Hei, because again, the Chiv Misa is going to preclude the monetary payment. Ketzer, how so? What does that mean? Kagoyin Shalai Hiknoloi, for example, let's say the thief said he's not going to acquire it to the consumer, until it lands in the consumer's courtyard, which he's throwing it in. Shenimtza comes out, Kishahitim Mishazashos, when he was taking it out from the public domain, throwing it to the private domain. The prohibition of Shabbos of Itzah and the sale were happening at the same time. Oh, then you're going to be exempt, even for sale, even though there's no generally Shabbos violation for selling like it is for slaughtering, which is intrinsically, but here it happens to be, and therefore that's still going to be an exemption of Kimle, but you're not going to have to pay for the monetary payment. Halach above. Asa shaliach lishchitloi. It lets someone made an agent to slaughter from it, and he didn't tell him to slaughter on Shabbos. But shachal ashaliach Shabbos, now the agent goes and slaughters on Shabbos. So Hari Hagan of Chayv B'Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. The thief is going to be liable for the monetary payment of 4 or 5, even though he said, what do you mean? If you slaughter on Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayv because Kim L'Rabbanei. No, Shari Zeh Hagan of L'Asab and Mises Bezdin. The thief himself did not do a prohibition that's liable for the death penalty because he didn't slaughter on Shabbos. Now, Kfar B'Yan already explained Perek Bez Halacha Yod, Shah Sheikh Adai Shalich. Now, regarding the halachas of Dal V'Hei, if someone slaughters through an agent, Chayv B'Tashlum, he's going to be liable for the monetary payment. So he's liable for this payment for that other guy's Chil Shabbos. He'll be Chayv for Chil Shabbos and he'll be Chayv for the Tashlum. Halacha Zayin continues regarding now another form of exemption from these halachas is the halacha known as Moed B'Knas. Because Dal B'Hei, Kefil, these are all Knas, is not exactly the principle of what he stole, and therefore that would be room for an exemption. Let's say two witnesses testified that he stole. Whether they're the same ones who now testify that he also had slaughtered or sold it, or whether there was other witnesses now who said, oh yeah, those two said that he stole it, we could testify that he slaughtered or he sold it. Either way, the thief has to now pay the amount of 4 or 5, which the chiddush, and this is, that since the Eidei Geneva don't need the Eidei Tvicha Mechira, because they're independent, so even though really the other way around, it's really not considered a full testimony, because it's really based on the Eidei Geneva, but since one doesn't need the other one's also considered as not needing the other one, and therefore you could have independent witnesses for the second half too. Now, Ayishnai Me'idim Shaganav. Let's say two witnesses testified that he stole. The Eid Echad Me'id Shetav HaMacha, which is not enough in Halacha, and therefore if you only have one witness who testifies that he slaughtered or he sold, Ayishahoydim Atzav Shetav HaMacha, or the person himself admitted that he slaughtered or sold it. Misham teshulma kevel. I have to pay the kevel which you have two witnesses for. But the inusham teshulma v'chamish, I can have to pay the penalty of the 4 or 5 because shemoid beknas pater. Someone that admits to somebody that has a penalty with it is going to be exempt. Kamishim anu, like we explained this in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. So therefore, that will exempt him from the penalty. Halachas. Misha hoidu b'knas. Vaka ba'idim. Now, someone admitted to a penalty, and then subsequently witnesses come. So it depends. This halacha requires, im hoidu b'tchila, if he had initially made the admission before the witnesses came. Bithnei bezn, in front of a court of 3 judges. Ube bezn, and it was in the courthouse itself, with all those variables, potes he's been exempt from paying the monetary payment of the penalty of the knas. But if he made admission out of court, only made admission in front of 2 of the judges, not a full bezin of 3. The achach bo'edim, then the witnesses come. Here's a misham knas apayim. He's going to have to pay the penalty based on their testimony because since the testimony, his admission was not in front of the judges in the courthouse, that does not make him liable for anything, and then he could back out. And as Rambam is going to shortly explain, the whole exemption of the knas is because this person is forthcoming, which here is not considered forthcoming. As Rambam says, all of it says kitzat. How so? To explain this halacha, that he's going to be potter, is if he admits in the courthouse that he stole, and then witnesses come along and say, he stole, okay, potter not kefil. He's exempt from kefil. Why? Because he already made himself liable for the principle before witnesses came. So he's already been forthcoming. Let's say he says, I didn't steal. He's trying to get away scot-free, exempt himself from everything. And then witnesses come along and say, he stole. So he already got incriminated for that. So then he comes back to court and he says, I'm already incriminated for stealing. I want you guys to know, defakte macharti. And I slaughtered or I sold it. And subsequently, the witnesses come along and say, only after he came, they come and they say that he slaughtered or he sold it. Misham tashum avachim, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Why? That v'shapata atz metchilim mitchlum at shabo edim. Because he first tried to deny everything to get off scot-free before witnesses ever came. So when he's admitting now for the slaughtering or the selling, that's not making him liable for anything. It's not considered forthcoming because he knows Moedim Kanaz can be potter and he's not really making himself obligated in any principle because he already chived the principle from the Edim, and therefore since he's only trying to get it off from the payment of 4 or 5, again, if because he's concerned that witness is coming after that, that's not going to let him off the hook. Halacha Yud. Let's say someone steals an ox of 2 partners. And he slaughters or he sells it. Now, he admits his guilt to one of the 2 partners, but to the other one, he actually denies it. And then witnesses come along and say that he stole and that he slaughtered or he sold. So the one he admitted to, he's not going to be chayiv for the knas. But the one that he denied it to, his half of the 4 or 5, depending if it's a sheep or if it's the cattle, he's going to have to pay that half of the penalty of the 4 or 5. Lachid Aleph, regarding what happens if the person can't afford the liability of his theft, so that halacha that you actually sell him as a slave. Dinaganav, l'shal makir makefal, oy tashlum abav chamisha. So the halacha of the thief to pay the principal and the double or the payment of the 4 or 5 is minim matatan shalai. Is from his movable items, like the halacha of a mazik, which you first collect from his movable items. If you don't have any movable items from him to collect from, so bezin yirin l'chosav begavim nakol. So then the courts go down to his estate and they collect everything, meaning the principal and the penalty. Then they offer l'chosav from the best of his properties, kishan nezakin, like all other damages, which thievery is considered part of a mazikin. Like it says regarding them, mitav sedei. When someone's a mazik, it says the best of his fields he collect from. So do over here. Now the main loy karkav l'mitalim. If he doesn't have not real estate, not movable items. Bezdin meicher nisiv. So the courts, they actually sell the thief, but nisiv demam lanizik, and the value of the guy who's paying for take this guy as an eved, that monies are given to the victim. Shnoik says in the pasuk, imainly if he doesn't have, vindim can begin basa. He sold for the thief for the theft that he committed. Now alochid beis a ishnim can begin basa. Only a man is sold for his theft. Avloi isha, but not a woman. And medavizim pikabol. This is halacha from the tradition. Now veinagam nimka el bekeren. The thief is only sold for the principal that he owes. But for the penalty of the kevel, but the shulma b'chamisha, or for that of the 4 or 5, and for that he's not sold, because the pasuk says benimka big nevase for what he sold, not for the kevel of the dal v'hei. Ella hariza olav choyv atshi asher. Rather, that's going to be on him a debt until he becomes wealthy and he can pay back the kevel of the dal v'hei. Lachid gimel, ganav es agoy oy hektish. Let's say he stole from a non-Jew or from hektish. which already said in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph that he's exempt from kefil. So ainu nimka lekeren. So he's not going to be sold even for the principal, because the pasuk of the nimka in the beginning of the Moshe is talking about someone, a thief that's chayv kefil, because right after that it says im yimotzei the motzei b'elik nimba, he's shnayim yisham, he's going to pay double. Here we don't pay the kefil, so therefore he does not sold either for stealing the principal. El hariza Allah alav chayv v'chashar, rather it's on him a debt until he becomes wealthy and he can pay back even the principal. Halachi dalt. Let's say the principal of the theft was worth 100 zuz. But the thief himself is a very inferior person. He's only worth, to be sold as a slave, for 50, for half the amount. So, he sold. In my cable, then the rest of the principal with the cable will be on him a debt until he's let go in the 70 in the Shemitah, which is by every Ebed Ivri. And then he'll make money, and then he'll pay up. Now, the other way around, let's say if the theft was worth 100, and he, the thief, is actually worth, if he sold as a slave up until the Shemitah year, as 101, one zuz more than how much the theft is, in nimki is not sold. Why? Kershemet says, but the nimki big nevasi sold for his theft, which is actually a dumb of kulam of lam big nevasi. It has to be that his whole value as a slave is all absorbed within the amount of how much he stole. In contrast to this case, where his value is actually worth more than the Geneva, then you're not allowed to sell him as a slave. Halacha tezvav. Let's say Ganav Nimka. Let's say he stole, had nothing to pay back, so he sold as a slave. Then Machazav Ganav, then he went and stole again. So Im L'Sheni Ganav, if he stole from a second person, okay, here is a Nimka Pam Shnei, he sold as a second time to pay back from that other person. V'afel Ganav L'Mei Anashim, even if he stole from 100 people, Nimka Mei Pam, so he sold 100 times. But V'im L'Rishin Ganav Pam Shnei, but let's say he stole from the first person a second time, and then he's not sold the second time. Rather, everything remains on him a debt that he's going to have to pay back at some point. Let's say he stole from this person. Then he stole from that other person. Then he stole from a third person. So cool, all these three victims are all partners in the value that's owed to them. Now, if his monetary value to be sold as a slave equal the principal of all of each three, or at least less than the principal, then he sold, and we divide his value amongst the three, meaning they're each going to get a piece of the pie of the monies that are being paid to buy this person as a slave. Or shark fellas, now the rest, the kefil, that's a debt on him. But let's say his value is more than the principal that's owed to these three people, in them he cannot be sold, everything's going to be dead on him until he becomes wealthy, like we said before. Let's say these partners that actually stole together, partners in crime. So they divide amongst themselves the principal that was stolen that they have to pay back. And if they can't afford it, they don't have money. So each one of them is sold for the amount of his portion of what he's considered having stolen from the principal. Now, and every single individual, every one of the thieves, Shadam Mav, that his monetary value is just a chilek or keren shetzchai, but is more than the portion of the principal that he's liable for. Let's say 10 partners, each one has to give a tenth. If he's worth more than that, in Nimka, then he's not going to be sold. Like we said before, this halacha has to be included in the Nimka, but Nevas has to be Mavlam, but Nevas, it can't be worth more.